monitor did not follow. She waited until they were out of sight before signing, "Do you understand?" They developed a simple sign language on their first assignment, and it had grown a little more complicated over the years. It wasn't possible to hold full conversations, since their private language was quite rudimentary, but it had the advantage of being so subtle that even if one of the monitors happened to oversee them, it wouldn't be immediately obvious that they were communicating at all. Bill shrugged one shoulder and kept walking. He had the uneasy feeling that he did know what was going on, but he hoped he was wrong.
"You're getting warmer," Longfield said. "Turn left."
They turned in unison, and the speaker crackled faintly with some sort of background noise.
"There it is," Longfield said. "Follow the signal. Once you get close enough, I'm hoping we can get a clear read on the message."
Bill did as she asked, navigating through the corridors until the static cleared enough to allow him to make out individual sounds, although they still weren't distinct enough to tell what language they belonged to. None that he knew, that was certain. It would have been baffling to intercept a message like this anywhere, but the fact that he was back in the ship's mess, where he'd watched Norder chug most of a pot of coffee less than half an hour before, was even more mystifying. He shuffled into the corner and held up his comms unit.
"Is this any better?"
Longfield didn't need to answer. He hit a sweet spot and the crackling died, allowing Bill to hear the message in perfect clarity. It was an alien language, but not one he'd ever heard before. Every few seconds, the words repeated.
"Are you getting this?" he asked Longfield.
"I've sampled a recording, but I don't understand it. There's nothing in the general translator either. I suppose it might be some sort of transmission malfunction, but I've never heard anything like it before."
The sound ended abruptly, and Bill was left waving his comms unit over his head for no good reason. He brought it back toward his mouth. "The transmission must have cut out. We'll head back up shortly to review the recording, all right? See if we can't solve this particular mystery."
He switched the comms unit to standby before turning to Bina. Her mouth had fallen open, and her brown eyes were so wide that he could see the whites all the way around.
"Bill," she breathed, "was that message being transmitted in primeval?"
"Sure sounded like it. Not that I'm an expert." Truth be told, Bill Henderson knew more than most people about the primeval language, mostly in its written form. His father and grandfather had made a business out of digging up ancient alien tech on asteroids all over the empire. Tech that the Ornu Imperium had been more than happy to repurpose for the further enslavement and oppression of humanity. The Ornu never let an opportunity to profit off the knowledge of the ancients slip by. One message in an alien language wasn't going to make a big difference, but messages didn't show up of their own accord. They had to be transmitted using tech, which meant that somewhere nearby lay a new piece of primeval machinery. It was only a matter of time before someone snapped it up. Two options lay before them. Bill could try to keep Nonus from figuring out what they'd learned, and they could continue on their usual route. If no one else had heard the message, so much the better. But keeping his nose clean would mean leaving a bit of undiscovered tech around for someone else to find. Alternatively, he could try to find it himself, which would mean involving the monitor. Either way, whatever had emitted the signal would likely end up in Ornu hands sooner or later.
"Well then," Bina said, "this is a bit of a situation."
"Yeah." Bill closed his eyes and rubbed one temple, wishing the day had stayed perfectly normal. "You can say that again."
Chapter 2. Bina. One of the advantages of serving on a Mark 11 class ship like the Tennyson, in Bina Chakravarti's personal opinion, was that they never had to stay in one place too long. There was freedom in running a patrol route even with a monitor aboard. No one in the worlds that had been annexed by the Ornu Imperium was ever truly free, of course. But when she could stay on the move, the shackles of oppression didn't chafe so badly. The Mark 11